USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Democrats are celebrating. President Biden's social spending bill has passed by a razor-thin majority. House Speaker, Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
The yeas are 220. The nays are 213. The Bill Back Better bill is passed.
The House now has about 1 week to get the legislation ready for a Senate vote. California Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy reminds Americans our technology cannot sustain electric cars at this time. And since EV batteries are made in China, the Chinese win if this bill passes in the Senate.
You're charging more than $5 trillion in this bill. More than 2,000 pages. Enough! You're empowering China to be even stronger. This bill spends billions of dollars to hire 87,000 IRS agents.
USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mainstream media outlet MSNBC has been banned for the remainder of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial.
I have instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in this building for the duration of this trial. This is a very serious matter, and I don't know what the ultimate truth of it is, but absolutely it would go without much thinking that someone who is following the jury bus, that is a very, it's extremely serious matter, and will be referred to the proper authorities.
A producer from MSNBC was attempting to either intimidate or photograph jurors last night in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He was tailing the jury van and ran a red light to keep up. That's when police stepped in. MSNBC has denied any wrongdoing. Be sure to visit us anytime at usaradio.com. TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
As many law experts across the country say the prosecution in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial failed to present murder charges against the defendant, mainstream media is trying to intimidate the jury to convict Rittenhouse. An MSNBC producer was caught following the jury pool van last night in Kenosha, Wisconsin. After running a red light, the MSNBC producer was stopped by local police. Rocker Ted Nugent on Newsmax says this is good versus evil.
This guy, this young 17-year-old kid, was exactly what the founding fathers wanted all Americans to be, to stand up good over evil. Kyle Rittenhouse, good. Rioters and thugs and attackers and assaulters and career criminals, evil. I hope everybody would write down this colloquialism. It's a representative colloquialism. Engineered recidivism. Our court system, our totally failed court system, is intentionally engineering recidivism. They know these people are going to repeat their vicious, violent crimes, and the so-called justice system continues to let them out to do it. And when a good citizen stands up and goes, no, I have an instinctual moral obligation to try to neutralize evil, this court case happens, and it breaks the hearts and sickens good Americans that know the purest instinct of man is to defend oneself, and that's all Kyle Rittenhouse did.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.